Please listen carefully.
Well, hello, universe, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media, social media, and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy, it is really good to be back-worthy podcast. Today is Monday, the 31st of August, 2020. Well, hello, yeah. My dear. How are you?
I am very good, and I'm so happy you're back. I missed you, even though I know you are getting a very well-deserved R&R at the beach.
Well, I missed you, too. We did have a really spacious, really beautiful time. Brennan and I just checked out, and I, as you know, needed a super break, and thank goodness we took it. She got to swim in the ocean for the first time, and she got to swing on a swing for the first time, and she got her first scraped knee running through a little playground, which was really cute, and I don't know why I'm delighting that my daughter has a scraped knee, but I was excited because it seems like a rite of passage.
Part of growing up.
Exactly, and I did 3 7-mile walks, so I am unbelievably sore, but really, really relieved and relaxed. So thank you to you and Amelia for doing a phenomenal job holding down the fort while I was off adventuring with my little one. How'd things go? How'd the Optimist Daily do last week?
Well, it was fine, and it was fun working with Amelia in your chair, your virtual chair. Although we did feel like, you know, toddlers who are kind of just learning to walk, you know, we'd get going on a run and then we'd run into some furniture. And we were joking that we needed you here to sort of baby-proof the podcast.
But I feel like, you know, my life mission statement is I help good things grow. Maybe needs to switch to like, I baby-proof furniture. No, I love that. No, you guys did a great job. And I am so lucky that I get to work with such a cool team. The fact that we can all just sort of step into each other's seats is really, really meaningful. So thank you for doing that. So what does the week ahead look like for you? What are you thinking? How are you feeling?
Well, I am good, although I am trying to start establishing some new boundaries for myself in my work-home environment. And that's something actually I was talking about just earlier this morning with a coach that I've been working with. And I really feel like I need to establish some stricter boundaries because, you know, now that my home office is actually also my bedroom.
Yep. Yeah.
Honestly, I have a very big bedroom. I have a door to close, which is essential. But, you know, I can just roll right out of bed, sit at my desk, and I'm working.
I heard someone describe it as that it's not work from home. It's that we live at work.
Yes.
And yes, that is how it feels. I mean, I so deeply live at work that the only way I could get a break was actually to leave my home entirely, right?
Because
if I was still here, I would have just kept working. You are guilty of that, my dear.
I'm very guilty of that. And honestly, I'm working 7 days a week. I worked on Saturday. I worked on Sunday morning. And it cuts into my sleep life. It cuts into my personal relationships, and it cuts into any kind of self-care. So I have to sort of put my foot down and say, I got to do something different. And I was actually just talking about that earlier this morning in my early morning conference call with my coach. And lo and behold, guess what one of our main stories is, and the story I chose to focus on today from the Optimist Daily.
What could it be?
Well, the headline reads, working from home has challenges, but we have solutions. It's from the business category on the Optimist Daily. And I had nothing to do with the writer selecting this and with putting this in today's news feed. So I was just as delighted as the rest of the world ought to be to find this wonderful little nugget of wisdom on the Optimist Daily solutions today. It's actually taken from a writer, Laura Vanderkam, who specializes in freelancing from the kitchen table. And she put together some great suggestions on what you can do to make your work-life balance a little bit more balanced when you are living at your office, you know? And that includes things like setting boundaries, which is something I really, really have to do. One of my main things is to actually plan my day and schedule breaks, schedule my end of day. And then when it's time, close my computer and just be done with it and not even look at it. It's hard also when you have your phone and you get emails there as well. And work has been encroaching into the rest of our lives for years. And it's just been massively exacerbated by this staying at home, working at home conundrum that we're currently in.
I think we should also talk a little bit about boundaries and something very funny that happened this morning.
Oh,
in our pre-meeting call where Amelia, Christy, and I were gathering, and Christy and I usually will futz about our rooms for a second, my little office, get a cup of coffee, close doors, make sure Cleo's not going to bark at the neighbor or Tucker's not going to snore at the microphone. And Christy, you hopped up this morning to change your shirt. What happened?
Well, I did not realize how wide my video camera on my computer is because I thought I was definitely out of eye shot and you guys were just talking away. I did not turn off my video. And then you guys said, hey, we can see you. I was like, oh no, caught shirtless for a moment there.
You know, it's like those boundaries where we don't even think, right? We just barrel through working and getting dressed and everything is just this go, go, go. And I know this morning I actually took like 5 minutes and I called you, you know, relatively on time, but I took 5 minutes and I brushed my teeth and washed my face and combed my hair and put a shirt on. And I was like, okay, I'm going to sit. And then for the next X hours that I am allowed to work, because I have to immediately switch from work to taking care of the baby, I was like, all right, I'm going to pretend and quote unquote, get dressed and go to work today. And I think that's kind of one of the suggestions is that you separate your day a bit.
And I think actually making that kind of time to take a proper shower, do whatever you do to style your hair. Like I actually did that yesterday, which made me feel like a better human being also. I haven't done it today. Today, my hair is styled from yesterday, which is good. But talking about being a parent and a working parent, which you have a lot more burden on you because you have a very small child. My child is much older, does not need much parenting at this point. But that's another huge burden from working from home. And that's another one of the tips from this article. Other important things to consider when you're planning your day is connecting with our colleagues. And I think, Summers, that's why, for me, it's so important for us to have these morning check-ins. And I really missed you when you were gone last week. I really missed our morning gatherings because it's essential for me in my social life. I mean, my work social life, right? To talk with you, talk with Amelia, talk with all the other of our colleagues that I'm working with. And it's so easy to get disconnected from you all. And to talk about things that don't have to do with actual work, you know, those water cooler conversations, getting coffee in our little kitchen galley that we have at the office and making tea and going for a walk with our dogs when we bring them to the office. It's really a shame that we're missing that kind of connecting time.
For sure. For sure. Well, you kind of prompted me. We have a phenomenal group of stakeholders that help run the Optimist Daily. And our chairman of our board is somebody that I meet with on, you meet with as well, but I meet with on a weekly basis. And I realize that I feel really disconnected from him. And he's this great person that I love to talk to on a human level. And so as challenging as it is, and this like talks to the next one, right, which is setting expectations with your boss, but also connecting with your colleagues, I need a human check-in. And that was something that while I was away on my vacation, I realized that everything at my work just feels like this furious fire hose to accomplish things in the very limited hours that are available. And that absence of human connection, you know, I have it with you and Amelia, but I have lost it with so many other members of the team. And I've got to get it back because that's where burnout comes from.
It is. And I think in the earlier part of this whole pandemic experience, we were doing things like video happy hour. I think we did one, maybe two, but that kind of fell away too. We got to figure this out. And I'm not exactly sure what the answers are. So just acknowledging the problem is the first step though, right? A couple of other things that are on the list, meeting your boss's expectations. It means you have to really put boundaries between yourself and your boss's expectations and the company's goals in general. Now, on the other hand, like the people who work directly for me, I have much lower expectations on. I know they all need breaks. They need have mm-hmm. boundaries. I'm just not as good at putting them for myself, right? Mm-hmm.
Do as I do, not as I do. Exactly. Not as I do.
I need to now schedule that into my own day. I try to be very clear with what I expect from the people who work for me. I need to now treat myself as my own employee and start being clear on what I expect from myself as a worker in this organization, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Treat yourself as you treat others.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for as long as you're kind to others, that makes sense. If you're not very nice to other people, then maybe you should clean up your act everywhere, right?
Exactly. Well, look, I think the world continues to struggle with this, and we don't know what the future is going to hold. I think for working parents, my husband and I are having a very candid discussion about what we would feel comfortable with having in-home childcare, if bringing somebody from outside into our home to assist so that it isn't our only interaction is handing off the baby, because that literally is all that he and I do with one another at this point, is we work and we hand the baby to one another. We're going to have a more flexible perspective of how this is all going to work in the future. And this working from home thing is not going away. At the Optimist Daily, we've kind of committed to following what some of thought leaders in work are doing. And so we are continuing to commit to work from home. And those who want to work from home can have the ability to work from home. And as such, we have to evolve what work means. And as employers and as team members, Christy, I'm talking to you, you have to take better care of yourself.
Yes, boss. I will get into that. I will get into that.
So our next story that we're talking about is good old Google again. We're kind of in a business mindset around the office today. This headline reads, Google is offering affordable alternatives to college degrees. Now, the story is fascinating when we really think about the value of college degree, the cost of going, and certainly the cost of attending college is really, really at question now that universities are largely going to be online, or those that are focused on acknowledgement of COVID-19, there is distant learning, and even younger students who are all doing distance learning, everybody's kind of learning a new way to learn. And the average median salary for a full-time worker with a bachelor's degree back in 2019 was $66,000. A high school diploma, it's $39,000. Now, those earnings, right, that difference between the $39,000 and $66,000 in average can cost students more than $35,000 just to get a college degree. And that college degree does not necessarily guarantee that you will have that level salary. So what is the value of a college degree? And what if you are really only looking at your baseline income? Google has created an alternative, certificate programs. And these certificate programs are done online, will train you to become a data analyst, project manager, or user experience designer. Google estimates the salary earned of those is about $66,000 a year. The cost has not been fully clarified, but similar certificate program that the company launched in 2018 is about $300. And they're going to be offering 100,000 need-based scholarships. What I love about this, Christy, is twofold. One, we have to rethink the value of education and the value of college degrees. Now, you know that I am a huge education proponent, right? Yeah. I have my graduate degree. I have my undergraduate degree. I went to an extraordinary high school. Education was totally my jam. But I do also carry a tremendous amount of debt from that education, because my graduate degree happened at a time when I was not able to work concurrently. Mm-hmm. And that reality and decision making that we even went through in our family home of not sending our freshman in college to his first year of college online, simply because we didn't want to spend college tuition level money for an online experience. Now, alternatively, I am looking at this thinking, I have a great idea for what Simon can spend his year doing. Yes. Which I'm not 100% sure he's going to be down
with
that.
He may not be into that.
But anyone on a gap year, you could do some Google certificates.
And there's other online learning experiences. And, you know, this is something that the education field has been looking at as a possible direction that it's going to be heading. And it's sort of a reckoning for higher education that's they're being forced to have now, even though it's been a long time coming, but it's been accelerated, like other things like working from home, in this environment that we find ourselves in. And I think that's actually really important to have a fully functioning world, is for people to do what they want to do. And if you're not an education person, I went to college and graduate school because I loved learning and I wanted to just learn for the sake of learning. But if you want to learn to be able to do a good job, you know, I don't know if studying anthropology is really, I think it's very rewarding from a human perspective, but it probably doesn't do much for training you to be a data analyst
exactly.
for Google.
Exactly. You know? Well, exactly. Like, what is the value of that education? And if you're going to be online anyway, there could be better uses of your time. So
and your money. And your money. I don't know that I love the idea of everybody just going and getting a certificate and, you know, becoming trained to do that one thing. I feel like a college education, higher education in general, it's a lot more than preparing you for a job. It also ideally should prepare you for life. But on the other hand, I think that that is definitely a viable and very positive direction when the overinflated, expensive college degrees that really are such a burden for people to graduate with you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in student debt in a society that doesn't give you any breaks on that debt. And I think that's unconscionable and we have to figure out a different way. And this is probably one of the solutions to getting there.
Absolutely. Well, if you have done an online certificate program, or if you are one of the folks who did the Google program back in 2018, check in with us at The Optimist Daily. Send us an email at editorial@optimistdaily.com and let us know how it goes. We'd love to get your real-time feedback. Like, send us a note and give us some thoughts on it, because as we evolve education, it's an effort of many to figure out what the next chapter is for how our world's going to look. So,
yeah.
Keep in touch with us. What
okay,
else do we have
so let's
today?
Just read through the headlines super quick. And I think everybody should go on to today's solutions and look at these. But we have an article about how TikTok became a powerful vehicle for climate action. We have a headline about following the Jacob Blake strikes, NBA is turning its arenas into polling stations. 5 simple ways that you can do less laundry.
I need to read that because I do so much laundry. But then I also have a baby.
You have a toddler. So you know. This concrete-like material was made from waste seashells, another good use for discarded seashells, a solar panel bed cover that's giving pickup trucks a green boost, and calf naps could be the key to conquering a long workday. Oh, another tip for working from home.
Really, really quickly, like a caffeine nap. Go ahead and read this, guys. But basically, it's like a cup of coffee before nap, and I love this. I do this already. It's phenomenal.
Truckers do this all the time to get a little extra boost. The Brooklyn Bridge is going to feature sustainable tropical wood and wider bike lanes. That's another regenerative and positive design feature there. And after decades, a rare dolphin is back in the Adriatic Sea. Lovely to see that. So that's all what we have on today's solutions. We encourage everybody to go and read The Optimist Daily and get more of that good, positive, solution-focused juice to keep you going.
It's like, and while you're kept going, consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. And for just $5 a month, support reader-funded, independent, solution-based journalism. Be part of the solution-changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. Hey, everybody, let's please keep The Optimist Daily free to all who need it, supported by those who can. And Christy, we've got another meeting to go to. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.